This goes to Dr. Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R, fax 616-754-9883. Regarding June Patmore, P-A-T-M-O-R-E, date of birth 6-16 of 1938. Dear Dr. Wilder, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Patmore with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and history of renal artery stenosis with stent placement. Her last visit was November 3rd of 2025. She has been feeling extremely fatigued and dizzy with position changes. She feels, in her words, like a zombie most of the time during the day. And she was on metoprolol, 100 milligram twice a day. And within the last 2 weeks, she has been breaking those in half and taking 50 milligram twice a day. That has helped her feel better. She's feeling less like a zombie, but still extremely tired and somewhat dizzy with position changes. She's going to be seeing her cardiologist within the next few weeks, and so she will be discussing these symptoms with them at that time. Her weight has been unchanged, and she has had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No bleeding from the anticoagulation. No chest pain or palpitations. She has mild dyspnea on exertion that is stable. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Norvasc 5 milligram daily. Chlorthalidone is 25 milligram, 2 tablets daily. Eliquis, that was decreased from 5 milligram twice a day to 2.5 milligram twice a day in November of last year. Losartan is 100 milligram daily. Metoprolol, currently 50 milligram twice a day. Protonix, pravastatin, low-dose aspirin, multivitamin, calcium, and a Tylenol if needed for pain. Physical exam, weight 161 pounds. Pulse is 96. Irregular today, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 80. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregular today. Atrial fibrillation, it sounds like it's atrial fib currently. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and she does have a trace to 1 plus ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 1st of 2026. Creatinine is improved at 1.26, estimated GFR 41. Previous levels were 1.3 and 1.54. Calcium 9.9, albumin 4.1, phosphorus 3.4. Electrolytes are normal. Her hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slowly improving creatinine levels. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. Two, hypertension, stable and near to goal, but she does have symptoms with the metoprolol, which have improved with a reduction in dose. If the symptoms do not improve by the time she sees cardiology, it may be worthwhile to use 25 milligram of metoprolol in the morning and 50 at night to see if that she doesn't feel better during the day but still has the protection for the heart rate with the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. And she will continue her Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.